We're going to do something this morning that I've had on my heart to talk about for several months. And I'm going to talk, and then Pastor Kurt is going to come, and he's going to share. And I have a question for you, and here's the question. What will your summer look like spiritually? What will your summer look like spiritually? Let's go ahead and broaden it out. What does the next year of your life going to look like spiritually? The one single thing that transformed my life was a relationship with Jesus Christ. That relationship came about through God's word. Of course, a pastor came to our home when I was a kid. My parents had visited a church, and the pastor came and shared the gospel, the good news. And he talked about how that I was a sinner and that I was lost in my sin and that Jesus died on the cross and was raised from the dead and that he paid for my sin and that all I had to do was receive the free gift of salvation. I was 12 years old, and I said yes to Jesus. Then from that point forward in my life, Jesus has transformed and is continuing to transform my life. And how that happens is through the Word of God. Now, of course, it involves church and some other things. But what I want to talk to you about this morning as we move into summer is I want to talk to you about spending time in the Bible this summer and growing spiritually. Basically, we're looking at 90 days, June, July, and August. Okay, and I know summer can be, you know, weather and different things, but I'm just thinking about the next 90 days of your life. It's Memorial Day weekend. In 3 months, it'll be Labor Day weekend. And it'll be here like that. And what I want you to think about is when you look back over the summer of 2023 and you look back at your life with God, are you going to say, hey, I had a great summer with God. Hey, I grew spiritually. I drew closer to God. Or are you going to say, hey, summer kind of got away from me and I didn't really spend any time with God? I want to read you a verse and then I want to talk to you about it. Proverbs 3, 5 through 6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your path. I want to talk to you about spending time with God this summer. Now, the very first thing you have to do that is to decide. Nothing in life happens good accidentally. You don't accidentally do anything in life. You have to decide. You know, if you say to yourself this morning, hey, I think I might read my Bible this summer, you won't read it. Hey, I think I'm going to maybe try to go to church this summer. You won't come to church. You have to draw a line in the sand, and you have to decide in your own heart, man, I'm going to spend time in God's word this summer. I'm going to grow in my relationship with God. Now, when I stand up here and I say, hey, read your Bible, well, that's pretty big. That's pretty broad, isn't it? I mean, it's easy for me to get up here and say, read your Bible. And you may think to yourself, I'm already doing that. Or you may think to yourself, how? Where do I start? I don't understand it. Half the time I read it, I don't get it. And I'm discouraged. So here's what we're going to do this morning. We're going to break it down. And I want to give you some very practical things you can do to grow in your relationship with God this summer, to grow spiritually. I'm going to talk about God's word. I'm going to show you a couple of things to help you. Then Kurt's going to talk about the YouVersion Bible app that I use every single day. I preach out of it. I'm on the YouVersion Bible app this morning. I'm preaching out of it. We put my notes on there. And he's going to take a little bit of time and show you that and walk you through it. One of the greatest things that ever happened to me when reading my Bible was when I got on the YouVersion Bible app. And Kurt's going to walk us through that. So here's the very first thing I want to talk to you about. Okay, Pastor, I want to read my Bible. What do I need to do? What if one of the things you could do was decide to read a book of the Bible this summer? Now, many of you know I read the book of Proverbs every month. I read one chapter a day. There's 31 chapters. And whatever day of the month is, I read the book of Proverbs, that chapter for that day. I've been doing this for a long time. When I finish at the end of the month, I just start over and I do it again. I've been doing it so long that it has really gotten down in my heart. And I will come across situations, circumstances, and I will always think about a proverb. A verse will come up in Proverbs, and that's the Holy Spirit who brings the word to your remembrance. Now, if you would like to read the book of Proverbs, I would encourage you, that's a great place to start. It's the book of wisdom. Let's say that you read Proverbs the month of June, the month of July, and the month of August. Well, at the end of the summer, you would have read through Proverbs three times, and I guarantee you, you will have more wisdom. Now let's say, hey, Pastor, I don't want to read Proverbs, man. I don't want to do that. I don't really think I'd like to do that. Okay, what if you went over to the New Testament and you read one of the books in the New Testament? Let me give you an example. An example would be the book of Romans. Romans is 16 chapters. So if you read one chapter a day, you would read through it in 16 days. Basically, in a month, you could read through Romans twice. So if you decided to do that all summer, then you would read through the book of Romans six times. And I guarantee you, you would grow spiritually. You'll grow in your relationship with God. You'll grow in your knowledge and wisdom, and the grace of God will be on your life. Now, let's say you think, hey, Pastor, I don't know if I can read a chapter every day. Well, if you took Romans and you read half a chapter, well, since it's 16 chapters, if you did half a chapter a day, it'd probably take you less than a minute. Then you would read through the entire book of Romans in a month. And if you decided to do it every month, at the end of the summer, you would have done it 3 months. Now, you don't have to do the same book all summer. You could read Romans. You could read the book of Acts in July. You could read the book of Hebrews. It doesn't matter. All I'm trying to do is encourage you to make a decision that I want to spend some time in God's Word. Now, let's say you don't want to read a book of the Bible. You think, I don't know if I want to do that, Pastor. Let me show you another simple thing you can do. You can do a word study. Now, what does that mean? Well, that means anything going on in your life, let's just take out of the air. Let's just pull out the word worry. And you'd say, hey, Pastor, and I'm just using this hypothetically. You would just say, hey, Pastor, you know, I do tend to worry a little bit, and I struggle a little bit with worry. And so all you do is you go to Google, and you Google worry in the Bible. Now, I did that this week. And little sections came up. I don't know what you call those, but, you know, they come up. And two or three of them had 30 verses on worry. Now, I think that's kind of interesting, because there's about 30 days in a month. So what if you took those 30 verses and you read one of those verses each day, whatever's best for you, and at the end of the month, you will have read all 30 verses. Then what if you decided to do the same thing in July and the same thing in August? When you got to Labor Day, here's what I know. You would have worry beaten in your life, because you spent time studying God's Word and reading God's Word. Now, let's say you don't worry, man. You know, like Tommy. Tommy's not worried about nothing, man. He's a happy, blessed man. He's got his Hawaiian shirt on, his baseball cap. Tommy's life is good, okay? The man is not worried about anything, okay? Maybe it's something else. Maybe it's your health. Maybe it's finances. Maybe you want help in your marriage. You following me? See, it doesn't matter what the subject is, but if it's something that's meaningful to you, then you look up that word, you Google it, fear in the Bible, peace in the Bible, comfort in the Bible, money in the Bible, marriage in the Bible, and you can do the very same thing. You take whatever verses it gives you, and then you read one verse a day. And then you take whatever subject that is, I guarantee you, you will get victory. You'll see improvement. If you need help in your marriage and you go to God's Word, I tell you one thing, your marriage will get better. I guarantee you that it will. Now, one of the things I use is the YouVersion Bible app. And Kurt's going to walk us through that this morning. Some of you may be on that already. I know some of you are, but some of you may not. But Kurt has got some amazing things about that that he wants to show us. Maybe some things that you didn't even know, even though you may be using it. So, Kurt, are you ready?
We're going to see. I'm going to try to pull it up on the screens here where you can see it. And I'm going to go ahead and open. Now, I know, depending on where you're sitting, you may be able to see that pretty good. And if you can't read it, it's okay. You're going to get the general gist of it. If you're in the back and you can read that, you probably ought to go join Top Gun and be a fighter pilot because you got great eyes. But I want to. This is the homepage of the YouVersion Bible app. I forgot to do this first service, and I want to show you all this. In the very bottom right corner, I'm going to click on More. And over to the left, in kind of that second, in that column, on the second one, it says events, and I'm going to click events. And this is how you get to pastor's notes anytime anybody's preaching. The very top one says Tuya Christian Fellowship, and then that pulls up the notes for today's message. And then you can click at the bottom of this, you can click save at the very bottom, and then it'll save it, and then you can view it. And you can also highlight those verses, save those verses, and add your own notes as well. Now, when you get over here, every day that this top part will change. The very top is the daily verse, and I'm going to show you some different things you can do with that. You have the verse of the day story, second. It says it's about 2 to 5 minutes, and then you have guided prayer down here at the last thing. So the verse of the day is Acts 4:31. I can click on that, and it brings up some options. Or it tells me I can read it, and all it's going to do is open that single verse up in the Bible. And then at the top, I can change the translation and different things like that. Also on here, I can hit read full chapter, and it'll pull up the full chapter of Acts where I can read that. I click it again, and I can go down to create an image where I can make an image if I want to share it to social media. And then I can view all, which is going to pull up all the verse of the days. And it'll tell you, you know, that was yesterday, Friday, Thursday, and you can look at all of them. Click it one more time, and I can click at the bottom, compare versions. And all that's going to do is bring up different versions of the verse. New Living, Message, Amplified, Amplified Classic, where I can look at those in different translations. Then you have the verse of the day story that you can pull up. Let me back that up. Generally, it'll start right here, and this will pop up, and the lady would...
The descent of the Holy Spirit on the apostles and early church. On this Pentecost day, we remember the beginning of the...
So she would give you a short talk about what that verse means. It's about 2 minutes, a little over 2 minutes. She'll give a talk. When it finishes, it would take you to this screen that says, what is something bold you can pray for today? And it gives you three options, just kind of get you thinking about what the verse means. You can go to the next one, and it'll give you a devotional reading where you can take time to read this and add that as a part of your devotions, or you can skip it. It gives you a prayer where you can take time to pray this, and then it gives you an image of the verse if you want to share that, and then it kind of gives you the scripture again to read as it closes out your time with that. Then you can go to guided prayer, and it's going to lead you through prayer, and you can hit that little play button at the bottom, and it's going to give you just some music to kind of get you in a place of prayer. You can hit that gear icon, and I can change what the music is. And then I can click through this. It's going to tell me I'm going to honor God. It's going to give me a verse, Isaiah 6:3. And it's going to tell me to read the verse, to slowly think about the passage, bring whatever praises come to mind to God. This is going to be where I take time to bring my concerns to God. It's going to give me another verse, Hebrews 11:1, which we've been studying quite a bit here at church. Faith is the confidence in what we hope for, the insurance about what we do not see. It's going to lead me through that. It's going to post a couple of prayers from people that I follow. And then it's going to give me this response time to respond. And then it's going to close that out with a little bit of a closing statement. So that's a great way just to kind of kick off your morning. If you're not doing anything for devotions, that's an amazing, amazing place to start. Now, if we scroll down, you have all these different things kind of popping up. At the very bottom, you can hit rearrange this section, and you can put it in the order that you want those to appear in. At the very bottom, you can see kids Bible experience. It's a lot like the verse of the day, and it just, it's more for third, fourth, fifth, sixth graders.
Mental health is just as important as our physical health.
And so he's going to go through a little talk, and then it's going to do kind of same thing, give you something to think about. You could do this with your kids, kind of, you know, later elementary, early junior high. It's going to give us a scripture, Psalms 38:21. It's going to give us an image if we want to share that. It's going to give us a prayer that we can pray with our kids. And this changes every single day. It's new every day. And then it closes out that time of the Bible experience. Now, at the very bottom, you can see where it says discover, kind of at the bottom left, and it brings up this discover page with a search bar. Now, Pastor talked about doing a word study. If I want to study a word, at the top it says search by topic. It has love, anxiety, anger, peace, stress. Let's just click on doubt. And all it's going to do is it's going to bring up all these resources on doubt. So I have all these devotional plans, these first few are 5 days, 7 days, 3 days, 20 days, devotionals on doubt. Then I've got Bible verses. I've got videos from the verse of the day that correlate. And then at the very top, I can click plans. It's going to show me all those plans on doubt. I can click Bible. It's going to show me all the verses on doubt. Now, this is where it gets really cool. I can click at the very top. It says English NIV, and I can change that translation to anything I want. I can also click OTNT, which is I can select I just want Old Testament or I just want the New Testament or all. And then I can go to all books, and I can search. So if I want to search doubt just in the book of Psalms, it's going to pull up doubt in just Psalms. And so, and then I've got the videos where I've got all the videos that correlate to doubt, and then images of verses that correlate to doubt as well. So obviously the YouVersion Bible app is packed with stuff. You've got your Bible where you've got thousands of devotionals. You can download these where you can use them offline, where you don't have to be, you know, with internet. You can see by some of you may not be able to see it where you're sitting, but where it says NIV, NLT, you can see that it has a little speaker icon like up in the top right, and you can click that, and it'll actually read the scripture to you. And so you can, if you have trouble reading your Bible, I would encourage you that you can use that, and as it pulls it up, it'll actually read it out to you.
Acts 4. The priests and the captain of the temple guard and the...
And it'll follow along and you can read along with it. And you can change the speed of how fast they read, how slow they read. The NIV actually has three different voices, so you can change those voices on there as well. I'm going to switch out of this, and you can see on the screen it says the Bible app for kids. And we can click on that. And this is more for preschool, kindergarten, early elementary. We do this at Power Kids, and we show these stories. Can you give me a little bit of volume? And you can download these stories. There's tons and tons of Bible stories. And this is great for, like, your young kids to read the Bible with
the
them.
First
sin, we're going to hit read.
The first man and woman, Adam and Eve, lived in a beautiful garden.
And it reads it to us. I can click on this, and he'll continue to read
the
as
serpent
I look with this.
Tempted Adam and Eve.
I touch this, and your kids can interact with it and interact with the story. And this is a great way. And then even if you're like, man,
sin.
I don't understand my Bible at all, this is a great place to start. You can do this on your own. Don't be ashamed to jump on the Kids Bible app. And then, and all you do is, man, there's so much on here. There's so much that you can use to learn and grow in on the YouVersion Bible app. Here's the thing. If you ever read your Bible and you think, man, I don't really understand, or you have a hard time comprehending, I would really encourage you to listen to it while you read. Just have that play and follow along with it as you read, and it helps your comprehension. The Bible says that faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God, right? And so as you hear it read to you, the Jews in ancient time, they never read in their minds. We do that in Western civilization. We read, but we don't speak it out loud. Every time they went to the synagogue or they said scripture, they always said it out loud. They spoke it. And so those are great resources. Listen, if you don't have the app, or you're like, I don't want to do devotions on my phone or my iPad, you can get online, just as Pastor already said. You can find tons of resources online. You can Google words, verses, topics. Listen, one of the biggest things going on in the church today, one of the biggest weak points, not just TCF, but the capital C church in America, is we do not have a biblical worldview. What does that mean? That means we do not understand the Bible and what God teaches. And so on different subjects, we have different ideas. You might have different ideas about drinking, about marriage, about sex, right? About work, about life. And we kind of hear things from other people. We hear things online, and then we take those on as that's what truth is. And what you have to do is you have to read your Bible. I mean, you need to be in church, right? But you think about it, you're in church every week of the year, right? I mean, pastor can only, everybody that teaches, we can only teach so much in a year. You've got to dig deeper in your walk with God, right? And you've got to find out what the Bible says. Listen, anytime you find a verse that supports an idea you have, right? If you find a verse that says, eat and drink and be merry because life is short, always look up other verses. Okay, because the author that wrote Eat, Drink, and Be Merry, he was having a bad day. He was very depressed. He was kind of mad at God. Listen, the Bible is very complex. It is a very complex. All of the Bible is not prescriptive. Okay, some of it is just descriptive. What does that mean? That means that I don't take everything in the Bible and say, well, this is how I need to live. Because I can listen to David, that dude made some terrible mistakes, right? That dude, everybody in the Bible, they do terrible stuff, right? You get in the Old Testament and it's like, holy smokes, right? These people are horrible, right? And so I'm not going to say like, oh man, I should live the way Noah lived, or I should live the way David lived. Not all of it is application to my life, right? It's the overarching story of God's kingdom, of his people, right? Adam and Eve, they mess up. Cain and Abel, they mess up, right? Everybody, Abraham, he messes up, right? And so all of it's not prescriptive. Some of it's just descriptive, just telling us the story of God's people. And so you got to just take that into account. You find a verse that supports one of your ideas, always look up other verses. Right? If you think something about marriage, you think something about sin, you think something about God's grace, man, get online, get in your Bible, look these things up, research them out, find them out, right? And that's what we're supposed to continually do. That's what church is all about, right? There's nothing funner than like when we're in Ground Zero and one of the leaders comes up and says, hey, man, I was reading this week. I read this verse and this verse, and it said this. What do you think about that? What does that mean? Right? And that's what church is about. We're supposed to come together and say, man, hey, pastor, you said last week we're supposed to read our Bibles, and I found this and this and this. What does this mean? What does this say? What am I supposed to do? Because that's what we're supposed to be doing as Christians, is spending time in the Word, spending time praying. Listen, don't overcomplicate it, right? Don't make it weird. It doesn't have to be weird. Read a verse of the day. Read a chapter a day. Read a book, right? Focus on Proverbs, Psalms. Psalms is as long. There's like 150 chapters in it. That take you some time to get through. Right now, I'm trying to read through the whole Bible. I did it in 2020. I read through the whole Bible. It took me about a year and a half. It's supposed to be like a year plan, but it took me about a year and a half, right? But you read about four or five chapters a day, which is a lot, okay, right? Don't start there. Don't sit down and say, man, Genesis 1, right? I asked kids in Ground Zero one time. We did small groups, and I said, y'all read your Bible? Oh, yeah, yeah. I said, where'd you start? the beginning? I'm like, maybe not the best place to start when you're 12 years old, right? Like, let's start somewhere a little easier, right? And so the New Testament is a great place to start. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the Gospels, they talk about the life of Jesus, right? John is a great one to read. Matthew is written about Jesus as Messiah, and it was specifically written towards the Jews. That's who Matthew was writing towards, was the Jews. Luke and Acts were one book. Then later they separated them into Luke and Acts. So the same author wrote those two books. Acts is about the beginning of the church. It's an incredible book to read, incredible book to listen to and read. It's full of stories, and they travel, and it's an amazing book. Then you have the letters to the church from Paul. 1st and 2nd Timothy and Titus are letters to pastors. It's about how to be a pastor, right? Romans is the greatest theological writing in history. If you read Romans this summer, right, you're going to learn about grace and righteousness and redemption and salvation and how to get saved. And that Romans is incredible to start in. Some are short, some are long. If you want to read the Old Testament, as Pastor already said, Proverbs is a great place. Psalms is a great place. And then if you want to read the Torah, which is like the first five books of the Bible, three great books out of that to read are Genesis, which is about, you know, Adam and Eve, all the way to Joseph being sold into Egypt, right? And that's where it ends. Then you can jump a book to Exodus, right? And that's where God begins to deliver the Israelites out of Egypt. And then you can jump to Deuteronomy, and that's where Moses gives his final speech to the Israelites. Listen, Jesus was in the desert, and he fasted for 40 days and nights. At the very end of that, the devil shows up to tempt him. And he defeats the devil with three verses. He uses three verses on the devil, and the devil flees from him. All three of those verses were out of the book of Deuteronomy. Jesus quoted Deuteronomy three times to the devil to defeat him. Deuteronomy is a great book to read. Listen, as you read the Old Testament, something to always remember. The New Testament says, I am redeemed from the curse of the law. Deuteronomy talks about, hey, if you live right, this is going to happen. If you live wrong, this is going to happen. If you serve God, this will happen. If you don't serve God, this will happen. You got to remember, I'm redeemed from the curse because of the blood of Jesus. So I don't have to read that and think, oh my God, you know, this is why the world the way it is, right? My life is terrible because I wore wool and linen at the same time. I didn't know that, right? You got to remember, I'm redeemed from that. I get all the blessings. I'm redeemed from the curse. Listen, I was reading the other day about 70% of kids will leave church after they graduate, and they will never go back. 70%. 70% of the kids that graduated, wherever you attended graduation, if they went to church, they will leave church and they won't come back, right? And I read about how do you combat that in your children's life. If you still got kids at home, how do you fight that, okay? Step one, you're doing it right now, you have them in church. You got to be in church. It's important to build the rhythm of church in their life. That this matters. This is important, right? If you got little kids, have them at Power Kids. You got teenagers, have them at Ground Zero. Listen, don't let kids and youth ministry be an option. I know people get busy. I know your kids are busy. I know there's sports. I know there's all kinds of stuff going on. But make that a part of their routine, that, hey, we go to youth ministry. We go to Power Kids. We go to Ground Zero. The next step is read the Bible together as a family. Take time to read the Bible. They said that if you will read the Bible daily and pray daily, that 70% with your kids will plummet because you build that biblical worldview in their life, right? And so, listen, don't make it weird. Don't make it awkward, right? You don't have to sit your kids down and preach to them, right? That's what Pastor Rusty did to us, right? He set us down. He put a podium up, right? We used to live in Plainview back in the day, and we were little. I think we moved to Toya when I was about 10 or 11 years old, right? We lived there, and we had this big snowstorm, huge snow day. We had to close church because we couldn't have, because there was so much snow, we couldn't get to Toya. And Dad busts us out of bed. We had to get dressed. He throws us on the couch. He sets up this, like, makeshift podium. He's like, I got a message. I've been working all week. You fools are going to listen. Right? And we were like, amen, pass the cinnamon rolls. Preach the house down, brother, right? You ain't got to do that, right? Just pick you out a verse, pick you out a verse and read it together. Listen, one of the things we've been doing with our kids is we have a whiteboard in our kitchen with a calendar on it, and at the top of it, we'll write a new verse every month. Right, we've done 2 Timothy 1:7. You know, God has not given me a spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind. My three-year-old can quote that verse to you because we work with him at night. We did Psalms 4:8, which says, "In peace I lie down and sleep, for you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety." Right? Find some of these verses and just you could work on it for 4 weeks. Every night when you go to bed, hey, what's our verse? What's our verse? You don't have to find something new every day. You do the kids' Bible experience, which I just showed you, and you can use that verse. Hey, what was our verse we heard today? Or maybe from the kids' Bible app, you know, the for the littler ones, take a verse out of that. Hey, we talked about creation. What did we hear? And then pray with them, right? And I know I've talked to so many of you and some of the leaders from Ground Zero that help, and they'll say, man, you know, might forget to pray for the kids. You tuck them in, you brush teeth, you're like, hush, and go to sleep. And they're like, we're going to pray? Dad, we're going to pray, right? We heathens now. We don't serve God anymore, right? Right? You know, and pray with your kids. And like I say, keep it simple. It doesn't have to be weird or awkward or uncomfortable. Just pray, pray what you know, right? Pray what you know. And as you pray more, as you pray with them, they'll outpray you. Man, my kids can pray the house down. They pray good. Why? Just because we do it together. It's nothing weird or super spiritual, but it'll help your students. I talked to a man from the first service who came up to me after, and he said, I was that 70%. He said, I grew up right here. I went to college, and he said, and I never went to church again. And he started coming back here just a few years ago, and he said it was that seed planted from being a kid that brought me back. He said, that seed of being in this ministry as a child brought me back. Listen, and that's all you're doing. You're planting seed. You're trusting God, right? Listen, pray with your spouse. Pray with your spouse. You know, it's going to be weird at the first. It's going to be awkward, right? You're going to tell your wife, pray, pray. She'll be like, God, I pray my husband will quit being an idiot. He'll quit being so dumb. He'll make good decisions, right? Right? And you pray for your wife. God, I pray my wife isn't a lunatic. She'll quit yelling at me, right? Right? I pray we have meatloaf for dinner tonight, right? Right? Don't pray that stuff in front of each other, right? You don't pray that. You just pray, God, I just pray your blessings on them, right? Pray together, right? Keep it short. Keep it simple, right? Don't, you ain't got to rip off in tongues for an hour, right? If it goes that way, that's fine. Pray with your spouse. Pray with your kids. Read the Bible together. Maybe do it at dinner. Maybe at bedtime. Maybe right before you go to bed. You all sit on the couch, read a verse, and then you go to bed, right? And just spend time in the Word of God this summer. Listen, if you do this, you're going to grow exponentially. You're going to absolutely grow exponentially. You don't have to understand everything about the Bible. The Bible understands you, right? Ask God. God, show me what I need to see. God, help me hear what I need to hear. The Bible is absolutely complex, right? You can study it the rest of your life, and you're never going to figure it all out, right? It just keeps going and keeps going and keeps going, and God keeps showing you things. And so I want to encourage you, just as Pastor already has, read your Bible. Don't stay out of the Word of God. Read a chapter, read a verse, read a book, study a word, you know, something going on in your life, find it. You got questions? Man, bring them to us. We'd love to help you. We'd love to talk with you. We'd love to work through it with you and help you in any way that we can. Amen? I mean, let's bow our heads and let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you for this time together. I thank you, Father, that we would draw close to you this summer, that we're not going to take a vacation from you. We're not taking time off from you, Father, but we're going to spend time in your house. We're going to spend time in your word. We're going to spend time talking and praying with you, Father. I thank you as we do it, that we grow, that Father, that our faith would be strengthened. As we hear the word of God, Father, our faith would be strengthened, that we would grow closer to you. Father, I thank you that as we read the word, that Father, you reveal to us what we need to see. Father, you remove from us whatever needs to be removed. You use the word to change us, to change our heart, to change our mind, to change the way we view the world, the way we view marriage, and the way we view sin, the way we view grace. That, Father, you reveal yourself to us, that we would encounter you and have a face-to-face with Jesus, that we would see the real Jesus. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Hey, y'all go ahead and stand to your feet. Thank y'all so much for being here on Memorial Day weekend. Y'all be blessed and have a safe rest of your weekend.